If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's going on, Thunder fans? It's your boy Dylan at Thunder Chats, coming to you with another message from our presenting sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or online with one of our over 150 slot games. Just head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that is capital letters BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit of up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here.
And welcome back to another episode of Topic Thunder presented by BetOnline.ag. We've got some shakeup happening on today's podcast because, as you can see on the YouTube and as you can hear on the podcast, this is not your normal host. Dylan has done an extensive amount of work for the pod during draft season, taking the night off with the family, well deserved. So it is me today, Tierney, Matt Tierney. And I am joined also by two lovely gentlemen, but one of them is back. He's back for the Friday pod. It is Stephen Dolan at Stephen Thunderfan. Steve, how is it in Seattle? How are you doing? How is life? How are things?
Everything's going really well. Happy to be here. It has been a long time. I kind of took a little hiatus when after the season ended. I was barely on Twitter. I kind of didn't watch the conference finals because it just hurt to watch. It was it was a little bit like watching your ex-girlfriend be in a really good relationship on Facebook and just the pictures make you sad. So I just
really dating yourself there, but that's okay.
Well, I'm not even on my Facebook, but that's a thing that we used to do back in the day.
Yes.
Now it's on the, for sure. Now it would be on the gram, I guess. Okay. Insta, or is it on TikTok?
Snapchat, man. Snapchat and TikTok.
Snapchat.
The kids are on TikTok these days,
right? Snapbook.
They're on the talk, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, it was nice. Got a little cleanse. And now we're back I'm back on Topich Thunder. We rebranded while I was gone.
Mm-hmm. So ESPN stole our flow. We're doing a cease and desist. It's a whole thing.
I could not believe that.
The lawsuit is currently underway. We'll see how that shapes out. But if you heard the other guy, he is a regular on the pod. It is Alex from not the Batcave, from somewhere else. Alex, how are you doing?
I'm in not the Batcave. I'm in
you're in a secondary Batcave.
Sure, yeah. I'm in the secondary Batcave. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing I am happy to see Dolan. It's been a minute.
I as well.
And I can attest to the fact that Dolan does not get on his Facebook because I wished him a happy birthday because, you know, Facebook tells you that kind of stuff. And he was like, how the hell do you know when my birthday is?
I was so, truly flabbergasted.
There you go.
I don't think. I've been a few years now, but I don't think I've ever, I don't make a big deal out of my birthday.
I literally just get on the text message, the group message every day and just say happy birthday to everybody and just see whenever somebody responds to it and says, hey, how did you know it was my birthday? So got you on the calendar, brother.
I literally don't think I've logged into Facebook in like 8 years or something. Like
it's wow. About that for me.
Well, it's still telling me when your birthday is. So.
Yeah. I think my wife just deleted hers like a month ago. I was like, you know what?
Take the leap. Information doesn't need to just be hanging out there. Take the leap.
I think my timeline is because it's about the same. I think it's been about 5-7 years. And the last few parts of the timeline are just different parts of the same year. My birthday, 3 or 4 people saying happy birthday. Yeah. And it goes back to like 2020 and there's nothing else. It's like, yeah, that's about what Facebook is.
I bet the last time I logged in was because like my Spotify was logged in through my Facebook and I like got a Spotify and had to go figure out my Facebook password.
Or like some other app is connected through Facebook for some stupid reason. It's like Matt Tierney's doing whatever. It's like, well, they didn't need to know that, but that's okay. Anyway. There, Dolan, you have not been on since we did a draft in the National Basketball Association. So I would love to get your thoughts. Real quick, though, before we get into NBA draft in general and Thunder stuff, because I'm sure that's what people are here to listen to. I do want to talk about some stuff that happened in the NBA today. Some more national news. And I want to just get our quick opinions on it. Let me just share my screen real quick because I thought, with free agency happening soon, it's kind of interesting. That big news was that Cormac Ryan was signed to
an contract
with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I am so pumped to see this. Let's go. No, I'm just kidding. The actual news was that the Pelicans are trading, trading DeJounte Murray to the Pelicans. So I just wanted to pick your brains a little bit on this because there's a lot of other implications here.
I want to applaud you for that. That was a great setup right there.
Nice misdirection.
That was producer extraordinaire type stuff right there. That was great.
Yeah. But seriously, shout out Cormac Ryan. I'm so happy for him. But I will not talk about him any longer. DeJounte Murray, though.
You see, I wish I knew who tweeted it, but as a frequenter of the TikTok these days, I thought it was very funny on the Twitter when someone said when AJ Griffin was traded and he said he went from a hawk to a rocket. You guys see that?
Oh wow.
I gotta process that one first.
That was okay.
It was really funny. But I guess you old heads don't get that.
I got it.
Humor.
I got it. Okay. I got it. That was good. But yeah, this trade, that was interesting because a lot of people were talking about Trae Young as well. What's going to happen with him?
Mm-hmm.
I think Matty Moles was talking about getting the Spurs picks back. So it'd be like Trae and Wimby. It makes some sense. I think they're kind of, I don't know, that doesn't really scare me that much. But it's kind of an interesting thought to have. And then Larry Nance Jr.'s okay. Dyson Daniels is a pretty promising guy for the Hawks.
I bet Larry Nance Jr. is available.
Yeah. How old? He's got to be pretty old.
I think he's just like to make salary work.
Yeah.
Just Dyson shy. Daniels,
good young player. They'll enjoy him. He's actually an interesting pairing with Trae if they would keep him around. But Trae throws really good lobs, and that is something that Wimby has been begging for. So I think that would actually be like a pretty fun pairing.
I actually think that getting the number one pick this year kind of pushed Atlanta into possibly blowing it up this year. You know, because
when you have such a surefire number one pick as
Recessé,
you can't help but
the next LeBron. Yeah.
Oh, I know. But like, you know, their ceiling was a Eastern Conference Finals run. And since then, they haven't even gotten close to that. So the roster was getting very expensive. You know, you were looking at Trae Young. You were looking at DeJounte Murray. I know Clint Capella was tradable, but he was still on the team. And so you're looking at, you know, a salary that a team salary that's probably about to hit the first apron with a ceiling that is maybe make the playoffs, maybe get a top six seed, but probably not. And so, I mean, if this is the start of a rebuild, you know, it's great to start it with a number one pick, regardless of who it is, whether it's Rishashe or whether it's, you know, whoever. But it's a good way to start it. It's a good way to start kind of stockpiling assets and young players. So, you know, Dyson Daniels gives you defense, gives you playmaking. So I do think that this kind of signals that Atlanta is going to take a direction, they're going to go a certain way. And I believe that way is a rebuild. I do think that Trey works in San Antonio. I think if you're looking to replicate possibly a Tony Parker-esque type point guard that can get into the lane, but at, you know, the big difference between them is that he can shoot threes. I think this is your guy. And so if you're going to pair somebody with Wemby, it's good to have somebody that can space the floor. And then their draft pick, Stephon Castle, is a great defender from the wing / shooting guard position. So I think they're starting to build something in San Antonio if they do that, if they take that move. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Atlanta does and if that move actually comes to fruition.
Yeah, I think with the Hawks, I think it's the Cooper flag race. Hawks are definitely making their move. I think the Nets are front contenders as well. So their rebuild is going to be pretty interesting. But yeah, the Spurs as well on the other side would be pretty fun too. Not anything I wanted to touch on too long. Just kind of want to throw it out there. Moving to Thunder stuff, Dolan, like I mentioned a second ago, I want to get your thoughts. I don't know if you watched our draft at all, the live stream. You probably didn't. That's okay. It was like 3.5 hours long. It's pretty bad. Not content wise. It was just grueling to like go through. The initial, I will say this. So I've had some time to reflect. Dylan and I were, and Moles were from at the time. We all reacted pretty poorly to the Topic pick. We were basically like, we just traded Giddy and now we're just running it back again. But he's like got shorter arm length and like kind of can't drive as well. That was our initial like split second reaction and the injury, you know, he's not going to be next year for the win now season. And had some time to think about it. Definitely changed a little bit, not apologizing for the fact that I was that negative. That's just how fans are. But I wanted to, before I get into whatever else I wanted to talk, I wanted to get what your initial thoughts were on that, as well as, you know, the rest of the draft in general, what you thought about it.
Well, I understand the negative reaction. I mean, I think going into the night, like anything was on the table from like, oh my God, they traded 12 and 5 firsts for the number 3 pick, to like they traded for Paul George, to like they traded completely out of the draft, which in a way is kind of what they did with that 12 pick. So I get like the negative reaction just from a kind of anti-climax perspective. Like you're expecting one thing and then it's like, actually it's kind of a stash guy. So I get it, but I think it all makes sense from like a broad perspective. Like this is the last chance probably in this run that they're going to have a chance to draft like a top 3 prospect in a draft, you know? And I posted like screenshots of all the mock drafts from like the week before he tore his ACL. He was going number 1 in like reputable mock drafts. He was going number 2 in a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like Wasserman, like no ceilings, like the ones we trust, the ones we believe in, you know? And so like this, he is a legitimate, like high level prospect. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he was number 1 on the Thunder's board for this draft. Like, would you be shocked if that was the case? I wouldn't. So I think it's like a good swing. I think the odds that a rookie were going to like crack the rotation this year, it's not impossible. We see Kaysen Wallace. We saw like Derek Lively last year, but the odds that a rookie was going to come in and immediately crack the rotation are pretty slim. I was
especially in this draft.
Right. I was low-key hoping that they would just like take a big and then sign another big for this year while they develop this big in the background. Mm-hmm. And so it's like that, except it's not a big. I think essentially they traded this number 12 pick in a bad draft for, like, I don't know, at worst, like a number 12 pick in next year's draft, like wherever he would go next year. Like, it's probably not the number 3 pick in next year's draft. He would probably go lower than that, but
I think, you know. I think we drafted 12, but this was a guy that could go top 5 in this draft, but probably 12 in the next draft.
He might go lower next year if he was in that draft, but like they traded for another lottery pick next year instead. So it's just kind of a different way to kick the can down the road. And I'm sorry, but ACL injuries just don't really scare me at this point. They've kind of figured that one out for the most part.
I think it was also spur of the moment too, because of how he, like you said, he was like consistently up there in like the top 3 every time you kind of looked. And then as soon as that injury happened, I think that was probably the main factor, but it felt like there was a lot of things happening where it was like people are saying, like, despite the injury or whatever, his like meetings with teams wasn't great, or like it was not like anything crazy, but like it just felt like his stock was falling. And then to draft a guy whose stock is falling in the spur of the moment feels bad, but thinking more broadly, you realize that there's got to be merit to the fact that he was a top 3 player for pretty much the entire season leading up to that. There has to be something to that. And so
I get the anticlimax, and I get immediately why Giddey comes to mind, right? Like a big guard with, you know, less than elite athleticism, short wingspan, shooting primary is, okay, playmaker. Yeah, shooting is questionable at best. Topić is just like such a different offensive player. Like getting to the rim, finishing at the rim is like his bread and butter. And that's something Giddey struggled with all the time. We saw like Giddey's best passes, and obviously, you know, slob wizard, but even during the run of play, it would come when he picks the ball up and then like pump fakes a pass and then makes a pass. It's not like live dribble playmaking, like running off a pick and roll. Now he can do some of that, but it's not like his bread and butter. And Topić is a live dribble playmaker. Like, I think he reminds me a lot more of Micić, to be honest, like a bigger Micić. So I get it, but you know, I just think it makes a lot of sense to make the asset play. And, you know, worst case scenario, if we get to next year and, you know, maybe Kaysen really pops as a backup ball handler, you know, in his extra run this year, maybe he like makes a leap in that area. Maybe one of these other rookies really pops and we're like, you know what, there's just not minutes to integrate another ball handler right now, and we don't want to like rock the boat. Then, you know what, like you have a guy who was a top 3 prospect in this draft to stick out there as trade bait, including whatever picks we have next year. So like, I think it's the right asset play. I think it's the right play for this roster, considering just how good it is and that a rookie likely wasn't going to crack it. So I think it makes sense from a lot of perspectives. Although again, I do understand why an immediate reaction would be like that. It feels underwhelming. It feels less impactful in the short term.
Joseph in the chat, just think Topić gets to work with Chip for a year. Yeah, definitely. Definitely something we've talked about. It would be a good benefit for him. Alex, sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just going to say, I think a lot of the negative reaction is the fact that we still have the Giddey stench on us. And it literally...
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we literally traded him. And then a couple days later, we were drafting somebody that lazily, a lot of us, including ourselves, kind of compared, you know, Topić to Giddey. But when you look at it, they're totally different players. They just have similar characteristics. But as far as like, you know, Giddey is legit 6'8", 6'9", whereas Topic is 6'4", 6'5", at most. And I do think, you know, kind of like what Dolan said, he does remind me of a taller Micić. And that's okay. You know, Micić had a successful run, you know, for you know, a couple games there with this team, you know, and if they would have stuck with him, I think he would have played more minutes, you know, with this team than he would have played possibly in the playoffs. You know, maybe not as many minutes, but, I mean, a live ball handler, somebody that can get into the lane, somebody that could – hopefully his shot would have come around, which is the same thing that we're hoping with Topic. And so I think it was a good – I think it was a good play, like you said, a good asset to have moving forward, and somebody that, you know what, if it doesn't work out or if we just have too many guards that are playing very well, you know, include him in a trade to a bad team that has a good player, and we get the good player here, you know. And so that asset, which was Russell Westbrook, Houston pick, Topic, and now becomes maybe, you know, maybe that missing piece that we need for a championship.
Yeah, and it all comes back to like what we talk about with the situation that the Thunder have put themselves in with all these assets and being so young. Their priorities and their values are going to be different than every other team in the league. So like making a trade of a bad first round pick for a later swap that could be negative value, but we have a surplus and, you know, we don't, the net present value is different to us. Like it's this whole calculation that our priorities are different because of the situation we're in. And it's the same with Topic. Not many other teams could afford to delay gratification like this and say, you know what, we can just like burn a roster spot this season because of upside down the road, because we're playing with house money right now. So why not cash some of it in on, you know, a bet that isn't even, it's not even like a long bet, you know, like the odds are not low that he will be a good player. People love this prospect. So it's just like a little bit of patience and then you get a lot of upside.
It's kind of like Joseph said in the chat, like, he may not have shot, you know, 39% from three when he played overseas, but every other metric for shooting is not just good, it's great for him. You know, 87 to 89% from the line. At the rim, he is a wizard. He's a rim wizard, not a slob wizard.
Oh no.
And so
wait. Alex. Wait.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. All right. Moving on.
Rim Wizard's got to tweak. We got to tweak that.
I mean, hell, with Slob Wizard at one time, like, what the hell?
I mean, at least that's an acronym. It's like, anyway, that.
But yeah,
the metric, like, though.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, every other metric for shooting, other than 3-point shooting, shows that he is a good, you know, he's a good shooter. He has good touch. And so you can build off of that. And if you have the best shooting coach in the league on your team, on your roster, you know, having him jump that 3-point percentage from 32 to 35 may not be that big of a leap. And if you have a player that's shooting great at the rim, he's shooting great at the line, and he's shooting, you know, 34 to 35% from three in his second year rookie season, you have a player there.
To back up what you were saying, as you were saying, or as you guys were talking, I actually was looking up his stats from.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Stressed about pests? When you have pest problems, don't call just anyone. Call the Orkin Pro. For more than 120 years, Orkin offers unparalleled service, helping protect homes and businesses from termites, rodents, mosquitoes, and other insects. With Orkin by your side, you don't have to wonder about the outcome of your pest problem. We'll solve it guaranteed.
And if bugs creep up between services, we'll be on your doorstep free of charge. Orkin, the best in pests. Learn more at Orkin.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The EuroLeague. Real quick question. How I know he's hurt, but how many games do they typically play in a EuroLeague season? Does anyone know? Is it like
it's hard. I mean, it's so fragmented when you look at EuroLeague stats.
It feels substantially lower. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he played like less than 15 for two different teams or something like that.
Yeah, he played 12 for Mega, I don't know who that is, and then two for I can't even pronounce that name in the EuroLeague. So not a lot of games to go by.
Mega gets some. They wear those bright pink jerseys. We see them every once in a while. I think they played a game against OTE. They usually have like a couple prospects. They pop up.
Yeah, I'll use that stat because that one has 12 games in it. But just to rattle off the metrics real quick. I'm on per game. He played 33 minutes a game, was 52.3% from the field, 25.9% from three, got to fix that. And then 86% from the free throw line, if you round that up. But then seven assists, a steal, round up to four blocks, 18.4 points per game. Like
4 blocks a game?
Oh, did I say 4 blocks? I meant one steal, 4 rebounds.
Okay.
Like you said, the shooting metrics speak to there is something there. So Chip England's the best guy to do it.
Yep. I'm excited for that.
So the other two guys, in all honesty, I wish I did a little bit more research on. I just didn't really have the time. It's been a busy week in the Tierney household, not going to lie. But Dylan Jones, who we traded a hilarious amount of second round picks for, and then AJ Mitchell in the second round. Dylan Jones, I do have it up here. We showed this highlight reel on the live stream of the draft night, and I can pull it up again. But the first impression I got of this guy is he's got kind of a Dort-esque physique, like his physicality and his body have that. And now I don't know if that's going to translate in, you know, defensively, but it's just kind of I think with that size, his ability to finish would be pretty interesting to see. He does seem like a dog, just like Dort. So that is also one thing to consider. AJ Mitchell seems like a shooter, but like I said, have not done a lot of research on either one of those guys.
Breeze past Dylan Jones. We have to stop and talk about him. I'm getting like,
yes, please.
Very excited about Dylan Jones.
Please go off.
Like immediately. And yeah, I saw this same highlight video, right? And a lot of mid-range shooting in this video, he's making threes, which is another thing that, you know, it's kind of iffy. I think he was 32% this 34. Year. I think his career high was like 35. So maybe 34 for his career in college. He played all 4 years at Weber State. I think he shot 87% as well from the free throw line. And again, just lives in the mid range. It would be kind of bizarre if he doesn't end up being a shooter. And then, so on Dream Team, Andrew Schlecht had on this guy named Brett Hine, who covers Weber State. And he just talked glowingly about Dylan Jones and was talking about how he, you know, he has a brother who plays internationally, professionally. He has been, you know, he stayed all 4 years at Weber State. At one point, Weber State lost everybody and he came in as a freshman, and then they got into the portal game and brought in like a whole team around him. So he ended up being the only freshman on the team and kind of had to take a back seat in terms of play style and minutes. and mostly played off the ball. So he like has that in his bag. As he progressed, he ended up being the guy at Weber State, averaged 20 points, 10 and 5, I think, this last year. Again, like mostly self-created, making tough shots. Was this is not going to be his role with the Thunder, but he has that kind of stuff in his bag. And Clemente Almanza had an exclusive interview that he posted with Weber State's head coach named Eric Duft. And the quotes from that were just like awesome. So both of those sources said that Sam Presti told him he wanted to draft him in the second round last year. And he said, no, I want to be a first round pick, and went back to school. He said his coach said his IQ is off the charts. I just think he embodies how OKC plays. He says he's a hard worker right up there with Damian Lillard. He got a 4.0 in college, graduated with a bachelor's degree. Just everything that I hear about this kid makes me so excited. He has a crazy long wingspan. One thing that Brett Hine was careful to mention was like people are hesitant about his defense, but he played 39 and a half minutes a game last season and was the primary source of offense. He said he was under strict instructions not to foul out. So like that kind of plays into how he had to manage himself playing 39 minutes without getting in foul trouble. But he said he has crazy quick hands and is just like has a knack for getting steals. And I think with a lower workload that like his effort is just going to go up on that end like crazy. I don't know. I just have a crazy vision for like what he's going to turn into. And I'm getting so excited. Like, I almost feel like we actually got, we almost drafted a lottery. The other thing that Brett Hine said is like, and also the coach said, all these mocks out there had him like mid 30s, some of them in the 40s even. And they never thought for a second that's where he was going to go. Like, this guy, Brett, predicted Oklahoma City would trade into the 20s to draft him. He said that in the late 20s, it was like Boston, Denver, Utah, all were crazy interested in him. He worked out twice for Boston. Weber State is in Utah, which is something I didn't know until like yesterday. but like Utah was constantly coming to watch him play, was like super interested in him. He was like, somebody's going to draft him at the end of the first round. And I think Oklahoma City wants him worse, so they'll trade up and get him. So this was not a guy who was ever going to fall to like the late second round. He was going in the 20s one way or another. OKC just had the 5 second round picks it took to nab him.
The fact that you give up 5 second round picks does speak highly to the fact that they definitely wanted him. And I put up his stats for a second too. I had not looked at these yet, but I think you mentioned it, Dolan, but the fact that he's like, I think I saw 6'5". Mm-hmm. He's getting like double doubles every game, basically.
Yes. He was second in the entire NCAA in rebounding rate to Donovan Clingan.
That's insane.
Maybe second in front of Donovan Clingan.
No, he was second. Yeah, he was second.
He was second, but I don't remember where Klingon was, if he was first or third or whatever.
That's actually pretty hilarious because I think a lot of – I mean, this is very casual. I'm part of casual.
And it's Weber State. Like the
it's different.
It's not NBA competition for rebounds, you know.
Like, yeah, it's different. But
he's not going to be the best rebounder in the NBA, I would say, probably.
But it's still basketball. So you still have taller players
a skill.
Out there.
It's a legitimate skill.
Yeah. It's a good sign. And the fact that a lot of casual fan and like casual-ish fans were like, well, we didn't get a big in this draft, and so we really need a rebounding. Like, yeah, he's not going to put up 10 rebounds a night, but the fact that we got a guard that can rebound better in some metrics than Donovan Clingan at 6'5 is pretty awesome.
And I love stats that tell us stories, right? So he's always been a good free throw shooter, but has gotten better. Went up from 79, steady climb to 86.
Oh, yeah. Keeps going up.
His three-point shooting. So like I said, the first 2 years he was playing in a primarily off-ball role. He came in as a freshman and could not shoot threes, 25%. Playing off ball as a sophomore, 35%. His junior year, he started taking more primary duties and it dipped back down to 30. And then you see it bump back up to 32. So whatever he's doing, he is constantly improving at it. And I just, I would be stunned if this guy doesn't end up being a pretty good off the catch shooter. The one thing Brett Hines said, he said he's a 42% off catch and shoot 3-point shooter. And that's got to be a tiny sample, right?
Yeah.
With the role he was playing, but 42%, like that's awesome. Even if it's not that, if it's like 38%, like we can live with that. We can work with that. And I think he'll get better.
I think fans are going to fall in love with this guy in summer league.
Yeah, he's going like, to be that just hustles.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Like I look at him, and I don't know how you feel about this. Like some people, it could be a divisive like comparison. But I look at him and I look at a Deion Waiters type player that has a longer wingspan and has the ability to affect the game in other ways other than what Deion did. But if you look at how he plays and how he scores on the perimeter, it looks a lot like how Deion Waiters used to. And that's fine. You know, again, we have our pillars on this team. You know, we have our three guys. We don't need superstars at every position, at every draft pick that we do. At this point in the game, we need role players. You know, we need guys that are going to grow with this team. And I think this guy has the ability not just to be a role player, but to be somebody that is able to stay out there for a good amount of time once he gets, you know, the time of the game, the timing of the NBA game, once he gets experience. And I do think he could be a big player on this team moving forward as far as in the rotation.
And you have to be careful with this kind of thing that I'm about to say because it's often just not the case. But four-year player, he's about to turn 23. He's like middle of the age group of this roster.
Yeah.
Like it would not be ridiculous at all for him to come in and be immediately impactful. This is the kind of rookie that could be. It's not to say he absolutely will be, but this is the kind that could be. Yeah, I was thinking in terms of comps for me, something like Bruce Brown – who with some on ball juice, like you know, that. And then maybe like Andre Iguodala, like that kind of
casual kind of, finals.
Yeah. Season. I mean,
sir, we have our Andre Iguodala already. His name is Alex Caruso. We got him already.
White Iguodala.
Yeah. Not the athlete Iguodala was, but you know, the same build, the same skill set. So if he can like crank it up as a defender, that's the kind of like role player they're hoping to get out of him, I think.
And I can see crazy lineups with this guy. Because I think with his wingspan, he can play up. Like right now he's, you know, two, maybe three, but I could see lineups out there where he plays the four because of that wingspan.
Totally.
Would love it. The other pick we had, AJ Mitchell, have not seen as much. I don't know if you guys had any initial thoughts on that yesterday.
Seems a little Trey Manny to me.
Mm-hmm. Seems herky jerky.
Yeah. He's awesome at floaters. I saw one stat where he was like basically the best floater player in NCAA last year. Steady climb on the 3-point shooting. So, well, not steady, a crazy jump on his 3-point shooting in this last season. Which, you know, that's either awesome or not real. So
fool's gold.
Yeah, you have to be careful with that one. But he's on a two-way. Like, this is just kind of an upside play, right? They're just like, maybe he's awesome. If his shot is real, then he's going to stick. And if it's not, then he won't.
It'll be fun. Brunson, like, said T in the chat. Oh, that's what Sam Brunson said.
Okay. Oh, okay, Jalen Brunson, like that's cool. We'll take he doesn't look that strong, but you know, he's young. Apparently he grew up overseas somewhere, Belgium.
Yeah, he grew up in Belgium. His dad's American. And his dad played overseas and he just decided to stay there. He got married to a Belgian woman. How do you say what are the
Belgian?
Citizens of Belgium. A Belgian woman? And
like waffles.
Yeah, Belgian waffles. And so AJ grew up over there. And so, you know, he has, you know, he probably speaks English very well, but he was raised over there in Belgium.
Do they speak Dutch there? Is it Dutch?
They do speak Dutch.
French?
Hmm. French?
Yes.
All right. So look, we're learning a lot of culture.
Look, man, you have glasses. You look smarter, so I'm pretty sure your answer is correct.
Yeah, he's right. He's an accountant, so yes. You know he's smart. Yeah, I haven't.
That was second year of accounting school. We covered
languages of Europe. Languages in the western part of Europe. Yeah. There was some other. I mean, I don't want to move off too quickly from AJ. I mean, I'm excited for the summer league. It was announced, by the way. Our first game is July 13th, so we got about 2 weeks and some change.
Yeah. And I do wonder though that. So I think that was Vegas, right? We're probably going to Utah also, which is
we always
maybe they Utah just haven't announced that yet
for about three games.
Let me double check. Actually, I don't remember if it was in Utah.
Yeah, they have two like Northern California.
Well, I saw that we're playing the.
This is
the Sacramento Lakers or first. The.
I think we're San playing the Francisco. Lakers first, and they're definitely not going to Utah.
Yeah.
I think this is the – well, I guess it doesn't say on this one.
Who are we playing first?
We're playing the Raptors first on the schedule.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't
the
think
13th.
They're going to Utah either, but
yeah,
could be, I guess.
But either way, it'll be fun to see AJ and Zoom Dylan and – I guess
maybe Ooze. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I could see it going either way.
Do you think like Kaysen shows up?
I could see Ooze and Kaysen doing the
actually Jalen Williams that makes sense. They're gonna let Ooson they're gonna let Kaysen do like primary ball handling stuff.
That'd be fun to see.
I can see Kaysen going out there and like scoring 20 points in the first game and just being like, okay, I'm done.
Just getting yanked. Yeah.
Cormac Ryan.
That would be awesome. That's probably the most exciting thing that could happen in summer league.
Who? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cormac. Say some. He's a Thunder. He's on the team. So show some respect.
Golkey.
Yeah. Golkey is very fun. Very fun
he's
guy.
Gonna be, yeah. He's gonna be somebody that he's, as soon he's as he goes next. In there, we're gonna be looking to see what he does. If he just hoists
it's,
up like
it's
a whole
bunch of threes. They always What's take the one of these name? Like chuckers to summer league, like one of these guys who's just like getting the shot up as soon as it touches his fingers. But the Thunder never have one of those.
One will.
It'd be nice if they did.
One day.
Who's the guy who I'm blanking on his name? He was like a white sharpshooter. He like played in China for a little bit. What's that guy's name? He's been around forever.
Jimmer?
Yes. He's like the next Jimmer Fredette goalkeeper to me.
Wow. Well, Jimmer Fredette was like the national player of the year in college. Yeah. Goalkeeper was like college player of that 1 week.
Goalkeeper had a run.
Give him some time. He could have cooked. Yeah, he just bloomed a little early, you know?
Also, the Thunder did sign
will be in Utah?
From St. Mary's.
Who are you talking
Alex
about,
Dukas, I think is. I don't know.
Yes.
How to say it.
I actually
Australian
really
played
love
for
that
St.
Guy.
Mary's. He's a sniper.
And some dude named Trey Mitchell.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone look more Australian.
Yeah, this guy Dylan in the chat was saying Trey Mitchell signing. I don't know who that is. Yeah. We'll move.
Ooh, we have two Mitchellses.
Oh. That's going to be confusing.
Yeah.
How will the national broadcast? How will the national broadcast deal with this one?
And it kind of rhymes. A Mitch and T Mitch.
Yes, we got to work on that. But yeah, it's an exciting. Potentially exciting summer league, and yeah, I'm actually very glad we had this podcast because I I'm so much more excited about Dylan Jones now. I just didn't like look up on him a little bit.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
I'm getting unreasonably excited about him.
That's good to hear.
I mean, he's the only one that's going to play this year, so.
That's true. Yeah, he's the only guy we're going to get a look at. Yeah, yeah. Free agency, boys, is less than 48 hours away. We have tomorrow some interesting stuff with the Thunder because Isaiah Joe and Aaron Wiggins. Team options coming up. How fast do you think Presti is signing those?
Well, that's the thing. There's he could do what they did with Dort and decline the options and give them extensions using cap space. And we would then know that like the offseason's over. So
that would be the worst case scenario.
I'm just praying they pick him up and deal with that next offseason because this is such an opportunity with the cap space. So
but I that would be the worst that, worst case scenario if that happens.
Do we have their bird rights?
With Joe, right?
Let's see. Aaron Wiggins.
Well, it's cap space though, so it doesn't matter.
No, but I'm saying like
we can just sign them as free agents.
That's right.
Yeah, we could just decline their options and then just sign them to whatever $15 million each contracts straight up with cap space.
Man, that would suck. I mean, I'm happy for them. Not on a team level that sucks. Right. On a personal level, it's
yes,
great
of course. But they can get that next year when we have their bird rights. So it's like that would just be like a way to use the cap space. And you can do a little bit more with it. You could make it like declining. You could do a little bit more of a bonus on one of them. I can't remember which one. Mm-hmm. So like there's reasons it could make sense. But I would just prefer they do something cool with it.
I was gonna say it feels like they don't have any plans to do something cool if they do that if they go that direction. Like
if
why
they
would
do
they?
That, it's over.
Right. That's saying, I mean, like, hey, we don't have any cool options available.
Right. They could still trade using a player to match salary. Like for example, just because he's the big tradable salary. Right. But they could not just like straight up sign somebody, nor could they just like straight up trade for somebody with no outgoing salary. if they do that and use up all the space.
So, okay, yeah. Dolan. So you are our resident cap expert.
Yeah, Alex and I were on here after the Caruso thing.
With
and
we the got new CBA, though, it's all – it's so fuzzy. Like, I'm we're all just doing our best right
help
now.
Us.
No. Like, I don't want to get into the minutia of it all. I don't want to get into
– Let's just pull up Spotrac here.
Because the Thunder aren't endangered any of these aprons, so it's a little simpler.
I just want to hear from you what would be something that would make you happy. What would be something that would make you question what the Thunder are doing? Like, tell me something that would make you happy that's realistic.
So the thing that would make me the happiest that is realistic is sign Isaiah Hartenstein.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
Sign and trade for Patrick Williams.
Okay. Ooh.
And sign I and think trade. We would have to send a little bit of salary out for the second one, depending on how much they each sign for.
Like Dort, I guess.
I don't know if it's a Dort or if it's like a Kenrich Williams level thing or like, I don't know the exact math, but something would have to go out to squeeze both of those in.
What are you expecting on Hartenstein?
22 and then 20 for Williams. So something like that.
That just seems so expensive for Williams.
That's the going rate.
We need the Williamses, though. We need all of them.
What I think is far, far more likely is that they do one such move, leaving $10 million of cap space open to give Caruso a raise here near the end of the season. And then they can give him, like, bump him up a raise this year when they don't need the money, do his 4-year extension at a slightly lower number that makes more sense for them 2 years from now. I think that's like more realistic. If I had to bet money, I would say they already have like agreed to that extension, barring like major injury. And so they know exactly how much like cap space they actually have to work with the rest of this offseason without interfering with that.
I had this thought. I think I had this when the Caruso trade came out, we went live. I remember being like, kind of going back to in a similar vein, like if we did the thing where we just gave the extensions to Joe and Wiggins now, it felt like if that happens, it sort of locks us up because then we can't give an extension to, or we can't give Caruso a raise and also keep all of the guys that we want to keep. At the time, I was like, well, we're going to have to give up like one of Isaiah Joe or Aaron Wiggins if we want to keep Caruso. And no, so
that's not the case. I mean, to give him
that's
that
what
raise
people said, and I just didn't know why. That's my question. It's like, why?
To give him that raise, yes. But without that raise, we could still extend him
With the raise, I'm saying like we couldn't keep both Joe and Wiggins.
We couldn't sign them to new contracts this offseason.
Okay.
Probably.
That's what I
depending what the number I thought. Is. But assuming it's like 12 to 15 or something. What we think it is. Like a real contract. Then we wouldn't have the cap space to give Caruso that raise this year.
But I
what would bum me out is if they just did that. If they just gave those guys early extensions and then said that's it.
That does feel very Presti-esque. Like just very exciting.
Yeah. It just seems like such an opportunity. Like we're never going to have cap space again. We're never going to have cap space to offer a free agent the rest of this thing. So then we'll fall back to like, oh, nobody wants to come here. It's like, well, also we can only offer like yada yada. So we're not the high bidder. So they would have to like give up money to come here because they want to be on a contender in Oklahoma City. So it's like, this is the chance. Like Hartenstein seems totally plausible. A sign and trade for Patrick Williams seems totally plausible because we can offer them what their current team doesn't want to offer them or cannot offer them, as well as being on a contender. So it's like, this is the chance.
Very rare opportunity. to have both of those things at the same time. So, Dolan, you gotta do baby things. So I'll let you go do that, and you can think about your hot take about the draft while you're away. Alex, I asked, and I wanted to end the podcast with this, so we can go ahead and start that process. I wanted to think of an incredibly hot take about preferably our players, but you could also be just NBA draft in general. We didn't really talk about it, the whole NBA draft, but like, you know, Bronny James got drafted. That was pretty cool. And it's cool. Like father, son playing together. That's cool.
I do love the memes that are like, you know, controversial statement, like LeBron James is out here sleeping with his new teammate's mom.
Yes, I saw. I was just about to pull that up. I know exactly the tweet you're talking about. Let me see. It went viral.
I love that. That was good.
I was like, this is I wish I thought of this in the moment. Yeah. It has been discovered that LeBron James is sleeping with the newest teammate's mom.
Yeah. Great. Oh, God. Octua girls on the bottom of that.
Oh, I missed that. Whoops. Sorry. The fact that it's like father son though is pretty cool. I don't think he's gonna be very good, but it's, you know, and I think like Bronny could be a good, like if he wasn't going off of his dad's merit, I think he probably could have been like a decent player in like two or three more years in college. But
I just didn't like the whole, and I'm pretty sure it's pretty true because so many people were saying it, but the whole, like, you know, clutch Rich Paul saying, hey, if you draft him and don't let the Lakers draft him, that he's going to go to Australia. Like,
I don't know what that means either. Like where is he going in Australia?
Well, basically he would go to the NBL and stay there until his draft rights dry up or whatever for a team. And so then he'd become like an unrestricted free agent. That's the only part that kind of bothers me. Like anything else, like if you want to draft him because his dad is on the team, and is that Dolan's music, the little baby music?
Yeah, I'm muted.
I didn't yell so soon. Yeah, if you want to go ahead and draft him, and you know, because the Milwaukee Bucks, they play Thanasis, you know, they give him
it's the same
slot and pay him millions of dollars, just so he can be on a team, so Giannis can be happy. You know, the Thunder brought in Wayne Durant for like as an Exhibit 10 contract 1 year, just to kind of appease Kevin, just to have his brother, you know, on the training camp roster, and he was released pretty quickly. You know, he wasn't that good, and so I don't have necessarily a problem with that. I do have a problem with like Rich Paul being, you know, kind of bullying teams and saying, hey, you know, don't draft him, you know, or he'll go to Australia. Like it's just like, come on, man, just like this kid. Like this kid's trajectory into the league, like I don't like how it is for him.
Yes.
Like I get your LeBron's son, but you know what? If you are a man and you want to go ahead and make your own way, then one of the ways you do that is by not necessarily having your dad help you so much. But yeah, I mean it. There is a possibility that he could be a good NBA player. Don't get me wrong, you know. But the whole like he's not going to play in the G League thing. Like, come on, man. Like,
I think
isn't that a bizarre threat though that he'll go to Australia? If like, why do they?
That's what I'm saying. Like, care? What does that mean? Like, he'll just play in the NBL and like.
Well, but why would the team that drafted him? Nobody was going to draft. Nobody was drafting him for his NBA talent. Anybody who was going to draft him was drafting him either to try to lure LeBron,
right,
or to try to trade him to the Lakers, you know, to say, like, give us 2 second round picks.
Right.
Get out what of do there. They care if he goes to Australia? It doesn't interfere with any of the plans.
I mean, I honestly
still drafted him. He's just not there, but you still have his draft rights.
It's like, oh, no, we burned the 56th pick.
Yeah. I honestly don't think any team was like was, you know, gonna bring him in like that. You know, like I think he would have gone undrafted.
Here's the other crazy thing. I was listening to another basketball podcast that they brought this. I didn't realize this, and maybe Dylan is feeling the same way because it's a Kentucky guy. Justin Edwards went undrafted. Justin Edwards' agent is Rich Paul. So imagine being Justin Edwards. You're like trying to get drafted. You're like trying to get a contract. And your agent, rather than like getting teams and like say, hey, draft this guy. He's really good. Instead, your agent is saying, hey, don't draft my other guy. He's going to go to Australia. That's crazy. That's like a crazy... When you think about it,
I mean, that happens all the time when agents tell people.
Alex is leaving. Bye, Alex.
Bye, Alex.
I have a good one.
People tell teams not to draft their guy all the time. All the time. Every year. Yeah. Tens of them. But I guess it is a little strange. Why didn't the Lakers just allow him to go undrafted and then sign him? Then they could still use their 55th pick on something.
I mean, if Rich Paul was actually threatening these teams, then I guess the Lakers really did think he might have gotten picked up in like whatever, how many other picks there were in the draft.
That's what they wanted us to think they thought.
Maybe. Don't know.
That was just like a compliment to Bronny. That's what
I guess.
Think.
And
I think nobody was going to draft him. And they were like, oh, don't draft him because he's so good. No.
Is it really like that's a crazy amount of pomp and circumstance for
LeBron James's child? Yeah.
Yes. And I mean he's LeBron James, but it's like, what are we doing here? I don't know. It was crazy. I don't know how much we want to talk about this other thing, but did you see the Filipowski thing? Have you caught up on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how much I want to talk about. I don't know.
I don't either. I said this in our group chat.
Like, I think the age gap is smaller or is larger than the purported giddy age gap.
I didn't even want to talk about the age gap. I mean it's weird and I don't know the details, but I was saying this in our group chat. Like it sucks. That sucks if what happened or what is being reported by his family happened, because he lost out on like millions of dollars. If that's what happened, the report was that, I say that in quotes, but it came out that like his interviews were not going well because they were asking him about his girlfriend and like this age gap, which is like that happens. These NBA teams will ask you these kind of tough questions all the time. But I guess he like didn't answer it very well, was super uncomfortable. And that's what tanked his slot in the NBA draft, what cost him a first round to a second round. Cause he was like 32nd, I think, in the draft. So that part is like, if that's true, if all of this is like, cause of some significant other, like trying to manipulate you or whatever it is, cut you off from family, all that crazy stuff. The accounts that are posting this seem legitimate. If it looked like a troll account, I wouldn't even bring this up. But it's like, I don't know, Becky Filipowski, and it's just the most mom tweets from like 2021. It's like, okay, I can believe that this is a legitimate account. And then she's like going in on her son about the son's girlfriend. It's just a crazy story. And I feel bad for him, like on a personal level. I like basketball wise, I don't like him, but that's whatever. Personal is a whole different thing. That sucks. That really sucks. I feel bad for him.
I feel a little bit bad for making fun of his face, but I don't have.
I do too. But
I don't have a lot to say about this. I just, listener, if you aren't aware of this somehow, just Google Kyle Filipowski girlfriend.
I don't really want to put it on the TV. It was one of those things. It went around every national, podcast, YouTube, like every media was talking about this afterwards. And maybe that was just because the draft was so blah, but I don't know. It just felt like something that was going around a lot. I don't think I had anything else. I'm trying to think what else happened in the draft that we didn't talk about yet. That was pretty much all the Thunder things. So I did ask, well, Alex is gone, but I asked you guys to give a super, super hot take on the NBA draft, especially our guys. And I'll start because I was the one that came up with this idea. We didn't talk about him that much. And I have only seen like 3 shot attempts since we drafted him. I did watch him actually play at St. Mary's. I think, I don't know how to say his last name. Is it Dukas?
I would say Dukas until further notice.
Until further notice.
That's my guess.
I think Alex Dukas is going to be on the 15-man roster at some point. That's my hot take. Mm. He's an undrafted. He's our next undrafted diamond in the rough. It was Lu Dort. And now it's Dukas, the sharpshooter out of Mount St. Mary. He was like, I think St. Mary's was like one of the top 3-point shooting teams in the country. They're like 39% as a team. And he was like one of their top guys. So, you know, you can never underestimate a good shooter in the NBA. So I'm going to go with that. He's going to make the 15.
The crazy Aussie pipeline that goes through St. Mary's. So weird.
I guess that kind of makes sense because it's in California, but it is pretty strange.
There's a lot of schools in California.
There are also a lot of schools. You would think it's like UCLA, but no, they love St. Mary's. But that's my hot take. Pretty short. You got anything?
Okay. Dylan Jones will start some games. That's my hot take.
Without injuries?
Without. No. With one injury.
I was hoping you
get. I don't know. It's dependent. It depends if yours was a 15th man on the roster take, sir.
But he's an undrafted player. I mean, Dylan Jones is a first round pick.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy. And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries!
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch!
My answer to that, I guess, depends on what happens in free agency. Like, if they bring in Patrick Williams, then he's only going to start a game if there's an injury to Patrick Williams. But if they don't bring in another 4, then I will say yes without injury.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna leapfrog Oos pretty quickly. And I know he's not as big, but
don't tell that to that's Dylan.
Kind of his natural position. It's gonna be like 3-4. He's basically the same size as like J Dub, so it's not like a Giddy. He's not as big as Giddy. Right.
How tall is?
But he is as he's probably as good of a rebounder as Giddy, and he's stronger. So, like, I think the J Dub, Diljo, set of forwards is going to get some run.
Ooh, I like that. We had a question in chat. I think it'll be good to end with. Do you think the OKC draft is W? Not is AW, is W?
Oh, do I think it is W? I believe it is truly W.
Maybe I would maybe say U, but not W.
As a single U?
Mm-hmm.
Give it both halves there.
I don't think I can go the second U there. I'll give it a U. Yeah.
You will in 2.5 years. You'll look back and be like,
I hope so. Oh wow,
actually, that was a triple U.
Guys, remember in June 28th, 2024, when I just gave it a single U? Well, bump that right up. Giving it the double. Someone also in chat said P. Will is useless for us. I don't know if I agree with that, Cameron, but that's a matter of opinion.
So I think that opinion is probably rooted in large part in a prioritization of rebounding, if I had to guess, because he's not a good rebounder. But if you're someone like me who kind of doesn't care very much about the rebounding, he's a good defender, primary and off ball, and he's a 40% three-point shooter. So, like, those are kind of the boxes I'm trying to check with rebounding and, you know, like rim protection, stuff like that being the lower steps. My things that I'm trying to check this offseason are defensive versatility and shooting. That would be my ideal fit. If they rebound too, awesome. Even better.
Yeah, rebounding it feels like they're just going to be like, yeah, we're not going to rebound great, but we're going to be a transition team, and that's okay.
Yeah, I think they're just doubling down on field goal efficiency is like all that really matters. And if we can offset the rebounding with turnovers, even better. They got better at that on both ends with the Alex Caruso signing. Replacing Josh Giddey with Alex Caruso, they got better at stealing and at not turning it over. So I think they're just counting on that to offset it still. If you look at the playoffs, it's still the rebounding still didn't bite us as much as the field goal percentage because ours fell off and theirs went crazy. So I don't think they've been dissuaded from their plan at all.
I would agree with that. I think they're going to stick to it. All right. Well, so thank you, Dolan, for being on today. Very fun.
Pod. I had a lot of fun. I like you.
Good times. I like you too, Steve. We should do this more often.
Yeah.
We'll see. We're busy. But we'll be back Tuesday. We didn't really talk about free agency that much. We did. We just talked about it a lot.
We got it.
Are there any, like on a national scale though, are there any other like things you think that can happen?
Paul George is the big one. Right. There's been a recent uptick in Paul George to the Warriors chatter. So we'll see about that. I kind of think he's just going to end up just like, I think the Clippers might win this little stalemate of not trying to give him a full max. Just,
I think it's maybe just a bluff.
Because he doesn't want to go to Philly.
I
think he's just going to choose to live in LA for a little bit less money. Who else is big free agents? DeJounte Murray we talked about that. Trae Young.
I had it up earlier.
Klay Thompson is like,
he's out, like, I think.
Be on the move, but I don't know how much I really care about that.
LeBron James is technically a free agent, kind of. Or no, he's got a player option. Just kidding.
Tobias Harris. The people in the chat aren't going to like this a lot, but I kind of know Tobias Harris.
I don't like it either.
He takes nothing off the table, you know, in a small role, just like shooting threes, creating an occasional late shot clock bucket. He's not a terrible defender. He's not a good one either, but like he's big. Like I just kind of think he takes nothing off the table while plugging some holes for us. DeRozan seems like he's on the move from Chicago.
Trying to make it kind bigger.
It's a light free agent class.
So Gordon Hayward, running back.
I mean, I think there's going to be as much like free agent stuff as there is like stuff that comes through trades in during this free agent period. So,
yeah.
Just hoping for Hartenstein. I think that would be really cool to get a free agent of that caliber. A guy who has been a backup center and might be comfortable in that role, as well as playing alongside Chet here and there whenever we feel like using that pitch. And then I just hope we pick up a four. Those are my wish list, but I'm not going to be shocked if we do neither or one or both.
Well, if we do one or the other, we will probably go live for it, which will be fun. Maybe we do both. But if we do in any case, we will be back on Tuesday to discuss it all. And I think Dolan will be back too. So you won't have to deal with me as the host anymore. So thank you, Dolan. Appreciate it. I forget the outro. It's been a minute. No, there's something before that. I think it's just God bless. It's God bless hoop when you can.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks God for bless, oh crap.
When you can.
Dude, every time we do these YouTube streams, I'm like, remember at the beginning of the YouTube to say like and subscribe, because at the end, less people are watching when it's not live. And I always forget till right now. And it's the worst time. It's the worst time in the video to say it, but
like David Fogel asks, any chance Jalen Smith is a target? I
Jalen
feel like Smith. He's so robotic. Like he checks the rim protection and the shooting boxes, but he cannot dribble and he cannot pass. He's just kind of like you remember Serge, how Serge was just like, I can do these three things and I do them really well, but that is all I do. Do not ask other things of me. I feel like that about Jalen Smith. And I even don't really trust his shot. It's like a 1 year bump that could be real or not. And he's not anywhere close to the rim protector Serge was, obviously, who was absolutely elite. So I don't know. I don't think he fits the style. I think it would be kind of lost on both ends.
I feel like it's like a Dollar Tree free agent pick. Like it's just kind of a cheap. Mm-hmm. If we can get him cheap, it'd be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
We got a guy.
I honestly think they might just prefer to like, they probably still believe like Jay Will can get better. He's only 21. So they might just like be like developmental minutes. Over that.
For the vibes. That'd be nice for the vibes too. God bless. Hoop when you can. Please like and subscribe if you haven't already. We're past 600. We're closing on 700 now. So thank you all who have subscribed. If you haven't, please do. God bless. Hoop when you can. And as always,
Thunder up.
It always takes a minute to end.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.